Week 1, Tuesday, known. Dear God, please come to my aid. Master, please hurry to help me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. How can a desert be without the sun? Nothing grows here. Nothing penetrates this cracking earth, whose wind-blown fine grit grates against my peeling skin. And I can't run for shelter on these scorching feet. No one can long endure this. And yet heaven waits beyond the vast horizon somewhere, states the legend. It's no use. I am undone. True, the sun is nothing you can see in this bleak land, and yet your skin is red. From what? It's there. You chose to give him all, and so he took. Are you surprised? You call yourself a student of the one who said, O Father, why have you abandoned me? Master, remember your people, the ones you chose from the beginning. Psalm 74, Part 1. My God, why have you thrown us away forever? Why is your anger smoldering against the sheep in your pasture? Please remember your community, those you bought in olden times, the tribe that was to be your heirs, the ones you ransomed. Remember Mount Zion, where you used to live. Turn your steps back to this total devastation. Your enemy has wrecked everything in the sanctuary. Your antagonists have been roaring all over your house of prayer and even set up their emblems there, their foreign banners. They took up axes as if they were woodsmen, felling enormous trees and chopped down its carved work all in a moment with their axes and hammers. They set fire to your sanctuary and burned to the ground the place where you once lived. They said in their hearts, "We must totally crush them," and have set fire to every shrine of God in the land. And we can see no sign from you. There are no more prophets, no one who knows how long this will last. My God, how long are our enemies to sneer at us? Will those who hate you blaspheme your name forever? Why do you hold your hand back, your strong right hand? Please, make a fist of it and smash them. Because God is my king from ancient times and used to bring rescue to the land. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Master, remember your people, the ones you chose from the beginning. Please come forward, Master, and defend what you stand for. Part 2. You split the sea in two by your power. You smashed open the sea serpent's heads in the water. You shattered Leviathan's head into pieces and gave him as food to the savages. You opened up springs and gushing water and dried up mighty rivers. The day belongs to you, and so does the night, because you made the light and the sun. You fixed where the edges of the earth will be. You created summer and winter. Please remember all this, Yahweh, and the enemy's insults. Idiots are making fun of your name. Please do not hand over your dove to be killed by these hawks. Do not forget forever the life of your poor. Please think of your treaty, because every dark cave in the earth is a den of torture. Do not let your oppressed people come back with shattered hope. Let the poor and needy bless your name. Please come forward, my God. Defend what you stand for. Remember how these fools sneer at you every day. Do not forget what your enemies are yelling, the ever-increasing uproar of those who are fighting against you. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Please come forward, Master, and defend what you stand for. Reading, Job 5:17-18. It is a privilege for man to be corrected by God. So do not sneer at chastisement from the Omnipotent, because he bruises people and then bandages them. He wounds them, and his hands heal them. Please deal mercifully with your slave, Master, and teach me what you would have me do. Father, just as you sent your angel to Cornelius to show him the way to rescue, please help us work generously for the rescue of the world, so that your church will bring us and all mankind into your presence. We make this request through our Master, the Prince. Amen. Let us bless the Master. Thank God.